Max Cutler launches Pave Studios, the latest from podnews.net with Podcastle. Create, edit, publish and grow.
We've always had something to say and stories to tell. And we're only getting started.
Parcast founder Max Cutler has announced the launch of a new media company called Pave Studios. Positioned across video, audiobooks, and entertainment, the release appears careful not to use the word podcast, although the video does. Spotify bought Parcast in 2019 for more than $100 million. Cutler left Spotify in February 2023. The Parcast brand was combined into Spotify Studios later last year. UK media regulator Ofcom has released data on audio listening in the UK. The raw data is also available in full, and Adam Bowie has looked more closely into it. He discovers that podcast listening is not growing overall in the country, but there has been a marked growth in younger listeners. Spotify, BBC Sounds, and YouTube appear high in the list for podcast apps. In the US, the IAB has released the IAB Internet Advertising Revenue Report. Total internet ad revenue grew 7.3% in 2023. Internet audio, including podcasts, grew 18.9% to $7.2 billion. We'll learn the podcast revenue numbers on May the 9th. The New York Festival's Radio Awards announced the winners for 2024. We've linked to the podcast winners today from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. There are 23 gold winners. Bloodlines from CBC and BBC won a grand award. The BBC was awarded Broadcaster of the Year. The Australian podcast ranker for March was released. Hamish and Andy returned to number one for monthly listeners. The show's first weekly episode this year was posted on February the 28th. Notably, that show has moved away from titles like Hamish and Andy 2023 episode 240 and instead is using more attention-grabbing titles like 2024 episode 247, The Amazing Hat Prank. The ABC's Conversations is number one by total downloads. One of two big Australian commercial podcast publishers, ARN, is bidding to buy the other, its competitor, SCA. If the proposal goes ahead, we expect, says an analyst from Morgan Stanley, that ARN will close its iHeart app and shift to Listener as a single audio streaming platform. Audiobooks are a hit for Spotify. 25% of Spotify premium users have engaged with audiobooks, the company tells us. In the US, new audiobook listeners are spending 2.5 hours longer in the app in the 14 days since starting a book and cross-promoting a RuPaul book from an appearance by RuPaul on Call Her Daddy led to a 34% increase in consumption. The company also points out it's resulted in more revenue for publishers, saying slightly complicatedly that without Spotify, royalties for independent authors would have increased to 23%, but with Spotify's addition of audiobooks in premium, independent authors have seen a 95% jump in their royalties. And people in Quebec call podcasts balado, according to the latest edition of Pod the North. In France, however, they're all about le podcast.
This is Dave Weiner. It's I forgot to say it's April 28th, 2005, and this is Morning Coffee Notes coming to you from the beach today. I'm actually literally lying on the beach right now. I've been sitting out here for about 45 minutes. I was lying on my back for the first 45 minutes. With lots of suntan oil, and I went swimming.
Pod News has restored one of the original podcasts, Morning Coffee Notes, from Dave Weiner, and now you can listen on your modern podcast app. The show is a snapshot of tech history. Dave talks to Robert Scoble after Macworld 2008, interviews Chris Brogan about posting 100 tweets, records the first podcast to be broadcast on KYOU, tries the Motorola Droid out for the first time, and sings. You'll find Morning Coffee Notes wherever you find your podcasts. Status Untraced is new from Tenderfoot TV today, investigating the mysterious disappearance of an adventurer and tech entrepreneur, Justin Alexander Shetler. Is he still alive? Was he murdered? Or was there an accident? And What Could Go Right returns for a new season today. Produced by the Progress Network, the show dissects the central issues of our era, ranging from climate change to political divisiveness, and offers a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people. trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Podcastle. Create, edit, publish, and grow your podcast all in one collaborative AI-powered platform. Make your voice heard with Podcastle. You'll find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.